Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me. How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long
once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Well, good morning, everyone, and greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. All right, let us go to the most gracious Heavenly Father. Father, as we open your word this morning, we ask the Holy Spirit to come forth and take charge of this service this morning. Father, we want to thank you and give you praise this morning for this word. We want to praise you and thank you, Father, for the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. And Father, we want to give you praise and thanks for everything that you've given to us and the way of making. Father, we give you praise and thanks for this day. Use us this day, Father, to speak to someone, to Lord Jesus Christ, and about your word. May we be able to help someone to move from darkness to light, and that light being Jesus. And it's in his sweet, precious name, Father, that we give this thanks, this praise, and this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. We're still going to be in Matthew, then we're going to be in chapter 10. Here we've, so far, we've been through 9 chapters. And here in the 10th chapter, verse 1. And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of diseases You see, they didn't have the Holy Spirit living within them as of yet. But they are working off of His power as He will send them out to do the things that He is wanting done. We have been given so much that we really are not thankful for, because we don't love Him enough. We love ourselves more. It's what I want and what I wish. Instead of, Lord, not my way and not my will, but Your way and Your will, Lord. And without that, we're not going to be able to get into the kingdom of Almighty God. Because we are not living by His word and by His will and His way. And we are to be an example, just as He was. You know, besides being our Savior and our Messiah, He was also our example, showing you and I that we can live a life of great, great good. Not because we are anything, but because of Him, and because we have our trust and our faith in Him, and He is making His abode in the Holy Spirit with you and I. These are things we need to really think about. But do we? For the most part, we don't, do we? Now, they are to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of diseases. That means everything. See, there's nothing impossible. Verse 2. Now the names of the 12 apostles are these. The first, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, and Bartholomew, Thomas, Matthew, the publican, James, the son of Thaddeus, and Levius, whose surname was Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him. We know he did, but we also know the price he paid for that betrayal, don't we? We know it was a great price. Paid for his betrayal. It got to him hard enough that he even returned the 30 pieces of silver and then went and hanged himself. Today, we have so many out there that are rejecting Him. They're turning their back on Him. and they're going to be left outside. They're not going to be able to get into that marriage supper. And we have a lot of them that believe, they really believe that they are saved. And they're just as lost as they can be. Because you see, they don't trust in the Lord God. As we look here at verse 5, it says, these 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, go not into the way of the Gentiles. You see, in the beginning of his ministry here, he's telling them not to go to the Gentiles. In other words, what you and I would have been in that day and time, they was not being sent to us. But now we can learn a lot of things because it has all been recorded of just exactly how God has worked and why. Now, verse 6, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. His people first. He's reaching out to them first. Because the way they are living by the Mosaic law is what he has come to fulfill so that you and I can be included. Now, verse 7. And as ye go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Now, how can he say that in that day and time? Because you see, it was. He was there. And here in verse 8. Heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely give. We are to be giving. That should be a big part of our lives and of our ministry. It is always willing to give. And I'm not talking about giving just money and stuff that way. I'm talking about giving of ourselves to where we can help others find their way. And that is going to take a lot of giving of ourselves, because we've got to give of ourselves to the study of God's word. And we've got to give of ourselves to fasting and prayer, because there are things, as Jesus told his disciples, that will only come and happen through fasting and prayer. So these are things that we are giving ourselves so that we can have the knowledge and the power to to help those out there that are in need. And the only way that can be done is we have to be able to walk with authority and the power of God in our lives working. Now, verse 9. Now, here's something. You're not going to get very many at all today to do. Verse 9. Provide neither gold nor silver nor brass in your purses. Don't fill your purse up with finance. Oh, boy. You try to get a preacher today without it. Most won't preach in a church for less than $80,000 to $100,000 a year. And he told them to provide none of that. Why? Why was they not supposed to provide that? Because they were to trust and depend on him. And you and I better be doing that same thing today. Now, 10, nor script. When he speaks about script in that day and time was a small bag for holding various articles. That's what script was. And he told them not to take it. For your journey, neither two coats, neither shoes, nor yet staves, for the workman is worthy of his meat. In other words, I will take care of you. You see, that's why not many today are actually walking with him. Because you're not going to get them to walk that way. Now, 11. And into whatsoever city or town you shall enter, inquire who in it is worthy, and there abide till ye go thence. In other words, find out who's worthy, and abide with them until you leave there to go somewhere else. Because Jesus knows where to send them. He knows how to guide them. Now, 12. And when you come into a house, salute it. In other words, honor that place. You honor it with your thanksgiving, with praise, and with blessings of Almighty God in prayer. 13. And if the house be worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it be not worthy, let your peace return to you. Is that place worthy of you and of the Lord Jesus Christ? Because you see, he was always there with them. He may not have been there in flesh and blood, but his spirit and the Holy Spirit of Almighty God was there with them. And was it worthy for them to abide there? Verse 14. And whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear your words, when you depart out of that house or city, shake off the dust of your feet. In other words, get the dust of that place off you, off your feet. Because here in 15, he says, for verily, I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. City that won't accept you is actually going to be in a worse state than Sodom and Gomorrah was, and they destroyed them by fire. Now, 16. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. We have to be careful in the use of what God has given to us. We've got to be wise in the use of it, but also he's telling us that we don't use it to hurt, because we're as harmless as doves. 17. But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to the council, and they will scour you in their synagogues. Now, where are they going to give you these beatings and these whippings? That's what scourging means. They're going to do it in their synagogues, their places of worship. Now, 18. And ye shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles. You see, because the Gentiles at that time were idol worshippers. We'll find that there was only one or two that actually had any knowledge of the true God at all. We'll be getting into that as we go through these four Gospels. Now, So when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what you shall speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what ye shall speak. You see, that's where the Holy Spirit of God comes in. Given us what we need, when we need it, right down to the point of how to speak when we are standing being accused and brought before those that are our accusers. 20. For it is not ye that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you. And that is exactly what we are needing today, and we are needing in these services. That's why you hear me ask him, take over these services. Don't make it mine. Speak through me. Give me the words you want me to speak and when to speak. 21. And the brother shall deliver up the brother to death, and the father the child, and the children shall rise up against their parents and cause them to be put to death. That day and time is coming to where one family member will turn against another family member, even to the point of causing them to be put to death, all because they will be following Jesus. And that family member won't. And 22, and ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endureth to the end shall be saved. And what are we living right today? They have closed our churches over a sickness. And man listened to them instead of listening to God. We listened to man and told you churches. Most did. Few of us did. Very few of us. The Lord away from us. He took him out of even our prayers. Can't end our, not supposed to end our prayers. We do. But we're not supposed to. They took the Ten Commandments out of all of our offices. And out of the yards of our government places. You see, this word is coming fast. 23. But when they persecute you in this city, flee ye into another. For verily I say unto you, you shall not have gone over the cities of Israel till the Son of Man be come. Quickly. And that time of his coming for his church is not as far off as we think. And that makes his second coming to set up his kingdom here on this earth. That thousand-year millennial reign where he will be king of this earth for that 1,000 years. It's not as far off as what most would like to believe. Now, 24. The disciple is not above his master, nor the servant above his Lord. Now, we know this because we really are nothing without it. And we can really do nothing without him. Not the right things anyway. 25. It is enough for the disciple that he be as his master and the servant as his Lord if they have called the master of the house Beelzebub. How much more shall they call them of his household. Of his household. You know, this Beelzebub refers to Satan. And we've got a lot of them today. We've got a lot of houses that's living for him instead of living for God. But he goes on to tell you and I, he says, fear them not. Therefore, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known. These things, one day, is going to be brought out into the opening. Jesus is speaking here in 27. He says, what I tell you in darkness, that speak ye in light, and what you hear in the ear, that preach ye upon the housetops. In other words, we don't hide the word and the truth of God's word. We shout it out everywhere. He says, shout it from the rooftops. In other words, we are to really proclaim it. Now, 28. And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. And we have today an awful lot of mankind that's on their way to hell fire if they don't repent and accept the Lord Jesus Christ in their lives and put their faith and their trust in him and get into his word and begin to put that word to work in their own life. Now, 29. Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing, and one of them shall not fall on the ground without your father? In other words, he knows even every bird that will fall. Do you think he don't know all about you? You know, he knows things that you've even forgotten. But he hasn't. Unless you've been forgiven for it. And then he has told us that he puts that into the river of forgetfulness. Now, here in 30. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Think about that. And this is Jesus speaking. He said all the number, all the hair on your head are numbered. You think he don't know yet? Whosoever, 32. Or 31. Fear ye not therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows. Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. Are we telling people about it? Because if we're not, then he's not going to be telling the Father in heaven about us. But we have an accuser standing before the Father, accusing us, so he can drag us away. 33. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. He's telling us exactly like it is. You want to deny him? You want to reject him? You want to live this life without him? He just told you right there what he'll do. He'll deny you before the Father. Think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and a man's foe shall be they of his own household. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that taketh not his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loses his life for my sake shall find it. We are to turn our lives over to him. Think about that. We no longer live our lives according to what we want and how we want it. But when we go to him and we put our trust and faith in him, we also tell him, and we do it in sincerity and in truth, because we mean exactly what we're saying, and we tell him, take my life and do with it as you will. That is how you become a child of the living God. That's the kind of mind and heart you have to have. Now, yes, you have to repent of your own sins. You've got to be baptized in water because you've got to put him on. That's what baptism is about. Sixth chapter of Romans tells you all about what is happening when you are baptized in Jesus' name. And we have to be born again in order to enter into the kingdom of heaven. Jesus, in John, the Gospel of John, talking to Nicodemus, tells us all about it. We'll be getting to that later on. Now, he that receiveth you receiveth me. And he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. You see, when we receive Christ, we're receiving the Father also. He that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And he that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. And whosoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones a cup of cold water only in the name of a disciple, verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward. How are you walking today? That's the question I'm asking. Think about it. We've come to the end now of chapter 10, and we're going to close God's word here. But how are you walking today? What is in your mind and in your heart? How often through the day are you meditating upon the Lord Jesus Christ and his word? Or do you ever really think about him through the day? get honest with yourself. Examine yourself and see if you are standing where God wants you to stand. And if you have what you need in order to be there. And if not, get right. Get right with the Lord Jesus Christ. And put your faith and trust in Him. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you for times that we can come together to share your word. Father, we thank you for those that call in through the internet to share with us your word. We know that time and distance, Father, does not mean anything. That all will work through the internet just as well as if they was here with me. Be with them, Father. Talk with them. And send the Holy Spirit to deal with them, Father, to make sure that they are standing according to thy word and according to your love in the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, be with us through this day. Keep us in health. Keep us safe in this life. And help us to help someone else today and to share your word with someone to help them move closer and stronger with the Lord Jesus Christ. Keep us, Father, according to your will and your way, not ours. And we give you praise and all the honor because it's all yours, Father. And we thank you for everything that we have. Everything that you've given us, thank you. Now, Father, we do lift up Israel and Jerusalem. We pray for peace for them. We pray for our land, that our land will repent of the evil it's brought upon its own people so that it can be healed and our government put back upon the foundation in which it was founded, and that being your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we do love you. And we love mankind. And we don't want to see them lost. Help us, Lord. And we know that you will. That you're always there. Yes, Father. This is always on my mind. And you know this. How I love you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, me. Honey, get the door.
What?
Get the door.
Baby.
No, but I...
What's he want, honey? What's he want?